Hey, Meet Cute listeners, we are Likewise, a recommendation app for TV shows, movies, books, and podcasts used by millions of romance fans just like you. Everyone has a romance trope they can't get enough of. Whether you're into dark romantic fantasies, enemies to lovers, or slow burns, you can discover more of it on Likewise. You can search for specific genres, tropes, or themes and instantly get recommendations picked specifically for you. Download the Likewise app today.
Extra sauce I get, but just pineapple? Not even ham? At least my order's got some personality. Two slices of cheese? Come on! The second slice is where the adventure happens.
Slice of cheese is perfect. I want two of the same.
Interesting.
You're eating a stringy, too sweet, overhyped fruit on a perfect slice of pizza, and you're calling me interesting?
Merely made a benign observation.
Nothing benign about the observations that come out of that brain. Can see the wheels turning every second.
Hey, I'll always keep you on your toes. Besides, who wants some bland Sally letting thoughts drip in and out of her brain like a sieve?
Most men.
Fair. Good thing I'm a friend of Dorothy. Speaking of, how long have you been...
a descendant of the Isle of Lesbos?
You're harboring those ancient desires?
Have been the grizzled protagonist of a Raymond Chandler novel as far back as grade school.
I get that you've been a private eye since diapers. But, when did you know?
You and your follow-up questions.
That's where you get the good stuff.
Always fell out of step in general. Once puberty hit and all my friends stopped being fun and adventurous, started talking about boys all the time and tried to enlist me into their insane combos about whether he meant what he said when he said, "I don't like soup." Spoiler alert, ladies. He means he doesn't like soup. And then, she happened.
I think I can guess.
You can?
Your divorced junior high principal who smelled like the ocean and was educated at the Sorbonne, but taking this job during a confusing time in her life.
No. Brigitte Bardot.
The French actress?
Yeah, went to see Viva Maria with my mom because she's a real Francophile. That's when I saw her. Up there, you know, on the silver screen like a freaking goddess. I knew. Right then and there.
That you liked girls.
I would meet Brigitte and tell her she's my destiny.
Should I take my too sweet, overhyped slice of pizza and be on my merry way back to the world of cat journalism? Because I don't want to stand in the way of destiny.
No, I'm over it for the most part. The byproduct of my obsession is that I've become a bona fide cyniste.
Oh, what does that entail?
Playing hooky on a work day and going to the Lincoln Plaza Cinemas for an afternoon of truffaut.
Why do you do that?
Do what?
Sometimes say the most perfect thing.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, I have been dying to try this. Come on.
Try what?
Karaoke!
Carol, what?
You know, where you can sing songs over a track? It's all the rage in LA.
Why would you want to sing over a track? Not even sure what a track is.
Because it's fun! Come on, let's go in there.
Nah. If you want a drink, I know a nice spot.
What, are you taking me down to the docks to drink with a bunch of salty old sailors?
No, though, now that I think about it, it's nautical themed. And last time I was there, I had to stop a bar fight between two off-duty cops over a bag of boiled peanuts.
Well, who won?
If I'm not mistaken, the peanuts.
Well, as charming as that sounds, let's live a little.
That is not the boss in there.
Yeah, but listen to his full-throated Jersey wailing, so full of passion. Karaoke should be egalitarian anyway. No bosses, just one big happy family in communion with the spiritual holiness of music.
You're gonna start quoting me Karl Marx talking about abolishing private property and whatnot?
The proletarians have nothing to lose but their chains.
Oh, for Christ's sakes, she's a communist?
Yeah, I went to a Seven Sisters school. What do you expect?
What are you two looky-loos doing over here? Hey, come on in. The water's nice.
I just sang Papa Don't Preach, and it was something else.
Yeah, something out of a horror flick, more like it.
You shut up! Yep, Bruce Springsteen sounded like a drowned rat taking his last breath.
Get out of here with that trash. The E Street Band couldn't tell us apart if they had their eyes closed.
And their ears.
What'd you say?
She said you should switch careers to be a professional singer, obviously.
Yeah, well, I would, but they need me over at KB Toys. I'm a district manager.
You act like you're a U.S. senator with that district manager stuff.
You know how many toys I'm in charge of? I'm like freaking Santa Claus over here.
Ha! You'd be lucky to be a mid-level elf.
So, I think we're gonna go inside and sing some karaoke.
Yup, that's what we're gonna do.
Well, let me tell you. Look, you two is ever in the South Orange area. You got your niece or your nephew or whatever. Maybe one day your ex, from out of nowhere, springs a kid on you, all right? And you're drunk watching Top Gun for the 50th time, and you're all, oh, what the hell are you talking about, Eileen? We haven't dated in years, and now you're telling me I'm a freaking father? Look, anyway, if you need a toy, I'm your guy.
Yeah, we'll be sure to ask for the boss.
Damn Skippy.
Nice save.
Yeah, that guy might have punched you in the face.
Might have punched him back.
Don't doubt it. You're a tough cookie.
What's that look for?
You got a little marinara sauce.
Damn it. Where?
Mind if I...
Go right ahead. Come on, we're on a busy street.
And?
They might guess we're together.
Don't care. Why do you look like such a sourpuss? We're here in the greatest city in the planet.
With some of the worst singers on the planet.
What, did you want a Broadway review? Come on, it's joyful.
A joyful racket?
Okay, Ebenezer, do I need to get three ghosts to teach you the true meaning of Christmas?
Can they sing instead of these clowns?
Oh, that's it. You're cut off.
What gives? Just got my beer, which I'm sipping like a grandma.
You're cut off from being a grouch. You're making a choice to be this way.
Ugh, the choice to be here was foisted upon me. By a raging communist, no less. Ugh.
And you can make lemonade from your perceived lemons. The mind is a very powerful thing.
Not like you, okay? Some cool, go-with-the-flow person. I got my likes, my dislikes, and they're pretty set in stone. For example, love tuna salad, but never for dinner. Got my shows at night, coffee for the morning.
You want to live the rest of your life in your comfort zone? Feeding sandwiches to Serpico?
What's wrong with that?
Nothing's wrong with it, but it doesn't have to be every single night. What if you hadn't busted into the bar like a bull in a china shop because you thought Dan was flirting with me? You weren't satisfied by the status quo. You wanted something, and you went after it. Liz, what if you'd never admitted to yourself that your crush on Bridget Bardot was more than just being starstruck? You might be living in Jersey with the district manager of KB Toys. You've got adventure in you, I know it.
Hey, in my other life, when I was a boring straight lady, I would never be with a guy like that. If I'm gonna be with a dude, it's gonna be Burt Reynolds, okay?
Burt Reynolds?
Cannonball Run's a classic, and Burt and Sally Field's chemistry is off the charts. I'll have what they're having, know what I'm saying?
Bridget Bardot and Burt Reynolds. Wow, you cast a wide net.
Wait a sec. Is that Bonnie and Clyde?
Oh, mais oui. I will be the Bridget Bardot to your Serge Gainsbourg.
Don't want to be Serge Gainsbourg.
Oh, come on. You can just stand there and look French and grumpy.
Bonjour, je m'appelle Richelle. Il fait froid, j'adore les haricots verts, Bonnie and Clyde.
Come on, Serge, I know you know the lyrics, because I sure don't. Just throw me a high school adventure.
I told you I don't want to do this.
Bonnie and Clyde, Bonnie and Clyde. Bonnie and Clyde.
Come on, it's so easy. Bonnie and Clyde.
I don't like this stuff, okay? Why aren't you listening to me?
Oh.
I don't smoke. But I'm doing.
Okay. You left me stranded in there. It was pretty embarrassing.
Yeah, well, that little stunt you pulled was pretty embarrassing. Didn't even want to go inside, let alone sing.
Just singing to a bunch of drunk strangers. I didn't put you on Star Search.
Don't you get it?
Get what?
I hide in the bushes with a camera. Sit in the most tucked away booth in the late night diner, wearing a trench coat, head buried in my week old New York Daily News. Avoid eye contact as much as humanly possible. I got no moxie.
Liz, in the short time I've known you, we had a passionate impromptu make-out session in your car. You pretend to be a Polish aristocrat for an aerobics class. You plowed into a ritzy bar like a Mack truck because who even knows? And then you track me down like a bloodhound to a gay bar in the West Village. If that's not moxie, I don't know what is. What are you so afraid of?
Letting myself feel free and comfortable and okay. Relaxed, you know? Then one day, poof, you're out of here. And you never come back.
Sure. There is a chance that that could happen.
See?
There's also a chance you could leave me. There's a chance I could be hit by a bus or a Mack truck. There's a chance a nuclear catastrophe could decimate the planet tomorrow. I mean, who knows? Maybe even Donald Trump could become president.
That real estate goon? With a gilded toupee?
Fine, you're right. That's crazy. But the point is, there is an infinite amount of chances that anything could happen. That is life.
But I like you.
Good! And as luck would have it, I like you too.
Yeah, but you're the kind of like that I could see turning into something more. My ex, seeing her move on still hurts, even after all these years.
Look, I know you're terrified I'm gonna end up living in Long Island with a balding CPA who builds model trains. But that's your own fear that you're projecting onto me, and I can't promise you a lot, but I can promise you that scenario in particular won't happen.
He stuffs dead animals. And never say never.
I have a pretty healthy self-esteem.
This I know.
Me grandstanding about our potential has a shelf life.
What are you trying to say?
Don't make me feel like I'm tap dancing for my supper.
Okay.
I'm worth the risk, Liz. But then, I think you know that.
You haven't returned any of my calls.
Kim! Hello! Don't think Darren, you know, my assistant, has given me any of your messages.
He did seem rather preoccupied each time I called.
He has quite a few extracurricular activities he weaves into the fabric of his workday. That said, very sorry we haven't connected. Was really freaking close to catching Dan in the act a few times, but had some technical difficulties. I can pay you back for your upfront fees.
It's the strangest thing. Dan came home last night, late, and woke me up crying like a baby. Told me he was sorry for being such a jerk for all these years, that he'd been unfaithful, and that he'd taken me for granted. Ah, it was a level of contrition. Never thought I'd see it from Dan. Guessing you had something to do with this. I wanted photos so I could win a divorce settlement, not a sniveling husband spouting out lines from the love boat.
Gotta say, I'm shocked. He doesn't strike me as the type of a guy to grovel.
He wants to whisk me away to Paris next weekend, which, of course, I'll be paying for. This is truly a disaster.
Like I said, I'll return your upfront fee in total.
Keep it. Suppose I should be thanking you for somehow saving my marriage. Also, where's your partner, the adorable one from your office?
Oh, she's not my partner. She was just doing a story on me for The Voice.
I see. You know, when Dan was blubbering all over our Egyptian cotton sheets, I kept thinking about my college crush, Elliot. He made me laugh so much.
What happened?
Chickened out. Thought I had to marry the handsome, tall Brooks Brothers wearing guy. I was scared, so I settled. You all right?
I have to run. We'll have Darren follow up.
You're hugging me. Very tightly.
Thank you.
Liz, what are you doing here with a boombox? You want to get me fired?
Tell your editor that I insisted on a follow-up interview. Love lifts us up where we belong.
No, now is not the time.
Where the
wow, when I said you had moxie, I didn't mean for you to show it at my workplace and serenade me.
I should have sang with you, okay?
Okay.
Don't want to be scared for the rest of my life. I want to step out of my comfort zone.
Let me tell you, with that boombox, you are out.
Should I sling you over my shoulder and just get out of here?
You can swing by my apartment this Saturday night.
Okay. 7 o'clock?
Sounds perfect.
From Vogue, The Run Through,
a new weekly podcast featuring the most riveting news in fashion and culture. With Vogue's take on the big stories.
Fashion in relation to sports, culture, and politics. From the red carpets and runways to political and cultural events.
Bringing you undertold stories from around the globe.
With voices rarely accessible and uncommonly authentic.
On this season of The Run Through, Serena Williams, Michaela Cole, Mathieu Blasé, and more.
The Run Through with Vogue.
I'm Chloe Mao.
I'm Cho Minardi.
Available now wherever you get your podcasts.